I now call this meeting to order. We'll move to agenda item 2, roll call.
Director Vaskov?
Present.
Assistant Director Hatt?
Present.
Director Deal?
Absent, excused.
Director Sauls?
Here.
Director Schaefer?
Here.
Coordinator Shipley?
Yeah.
Quorum is present.
All right, moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item 4, minutes. There are no minutes to be approved at this time. Seeing that, we'll move to agenda item 5, reports, starting with myself. Hi, you all. So we have all been pretty much in communication, in the loop with each other. But on my end, I've been managing a lot of requests from campaigns to come to campus recently. One being the Sisolak and Cortez Master campaign. They originally wanted to have a rally next Monday, but they just informed me over the weekend that they wanted to move that to October 11th. So we'll see if the space is available for that. I also have been contacted by the Trump campaign team to possibly have a rally at Lawler Event Center sometime in October or November. So we can discuss more of that later on agenda item 7A. But I will say before we get into it that not only is his presence on campus contingent upon us discussing it, but it's also contingent upon whether or not the space is available. They had originally asked for October 8th or 9th, but that day Lawler was full due to athletics. So they just wanted any time in October or the first weekend of November. So if there is an available date for Lawler Event Center, which is the only venue they wanted, we will then discuss, it today, whether or not we want to go forward with that, as well as with the Cortez Master and Sisolak rally. I was also contacted by the Attorney General's campaign, the Democratic nominee, Aaron Ford, current Attorney General. We can discuss that later. What else? I've also been coordinating ENCHI advocacy. Last week at the Board of Regents meeting, we went there to give public comment about why the fee waivers are important, because they were discussing them. The purpose of this was to sort of play defense, because the board has been hostile in the past towards fee waivers, so we wanted to make sure that the board knew how important they were to students. So that will definitely come up on the agenda again, as well as in the legislature too. And as far as upcoming this week, I still need to review the code book, Pev, that you've sent me. We'll discuss a little bit more after this meeting. I need to review the Inkblot review that you've sent, as well as the Biden brief. And I also have a meeting with the Chancellor of ENCHI this week with Dion, so I need to make a one-pager for that. So that will definitely be my biggest priority at this time, because that meeting is so important. We will be discussing adding a student rep to the Board of Regents, as well as giving the Nevada Student Alliance access to the ENCHI agenda. So big stuff ahead this week. So that's what I've been working on. So let's move into Assistant Director Hatz.
Good morning, guys. I know Amanda's heard a lot about what I've been doing lately. She's been in the loop a lot. But besides that, coming this week, I have a lot of interviews Monday through Saturday for internship coming up. So you guys will all have interns by next week, Monday, hopefully, before Aaron's week gets started. I'm going to try and have a meeting Monday morning, so that way she can meet one of them. All of you guys can hopefully be there, and then we can start like picking out who works best with that kind of thing, so Aaron can have one for the rest of the week. But besides that, I'll keep you in the loop for those interviews, tell you how they're going, that kind of stuff. But besides that, just a lot of meetings while I meet them and stuff like that. Kickoff barbecue for the internship is September 24th. So if you guys are free, mark it off on your calendars. It'd be awesome for you guys to be there the second half of it. We're going to do department breakouts. So if they can meet you, that would be awesome. Hopefully they've already met you, but that way you can get like more in depth and actually like have fun with them and discuss what we do with the department and stuff like that, before they have their like first real meeting. Tabling events, Amanda knows a lot about. I've been working with those. I think the biggest struggle with like putting on voter registration and tabling events right now is just getting all the paperwork done and all like the different information that keeps coming from the job, but working on that, and hopefully it gets done. The first one's supposed to be on Wednesday with ACDC, so hopefully that'll be finalized by tomorrow before they get here. And then voter registration training, there's another one tomorrow at 5 p.m. if anybody still needs to go. And then for all the other officers as well, I know a few of them are heading there tomorrow to get that done, as well as Director Deal. And then I think that might be all. all on my end, just helping Amanda with a few other things that you can help out. So that's it for me for today.
All right, cool. So let's move into a report from Policy Director Saltz.
So last week I finished up the loan forgiveness brief. Just waiting for Amanda to look over it. I know she wanted to release one that also goes with inflation. And then besides that, I've been looking at a few other different things based on like other policy briefs that I might want to do. I saw a few policies that came across on the, I can't remember what the database is that it's called, but I was looking some up the other day. I found a few, and so I'll have a list that I can kind of go over and see which ones we want to advance on going forward. That's about it.
All right. Thank you so much. Moving into report from Project Director Schaefer.
Hi, guys. So all of our events are starting next week, but first we have our first one this Friday, a Tribute Crack Constitution Edition. I plan on Wednesday to come into the office before classes and come around like 9 and kind of just like get all the packets ready for next week, create the trivia for Friday, work out logistics, all those kinds of things. As of now, everything is purchased. All of our Amazon orders should be coming in by Thursday at the latest. So that's also super exciting. I hope that you guys can come to like everything next week or almost everything, just because I'll need your help and your support. If you have any questions, let me know about any of the events, but everything is like good to go. There's nothing else we really have to do besides me making the packet, so that's super exciting.
All right, cool. And then last report is Outreach Coordinator Shipley.
So I've been working on the code book, like you said, getting it finalized before I start meeting with clubs. I went to the club fair last Thursday or the Thursday before that and just talked to some clubs, see when, get in touch with them so we can coordinate when to meet, get the information on what they want from government affairs.
Cool. And something we can discuss more off record is possibly creating some event assessments for all of our WOW Week events coming up, which would be, it could be like a something on Pack Life or even a Google Sheet if need be. So we'll discuss that after this meeting. All right, moving to agenda item 6 is old business, none at this time. So moving into 7A, campaign rallies. So let's discuss the campaign rallies we have coming up. So like I said, we have, the Trump team has contacted us to have a campaign rally sometime in October or the first weekend of November. They want Lawler because they do think, or they would like, they want it for the capacity, and I think they could fill it pretty well. I don't have specific details yet, but it definitely sounded like they wanted other politicians to come out besides him, and probably our local ones running, so that'd probably be like Adam Laxalt, Joe Lombardo, people like that. So that's another, that's one we'll discuss. There's also the one with CCM and Sisolak, that's just them. It's a much more smaller scale event. It's 100 to 200 people with a few members of the press, same concept. And then the Attorney General wants to come to campus. That one's pretty cut and dry. I think he just wants to talk to students. I think regardless of the fact that he's campaigning, because he is the current Attorney General, I think it'd be good to bring him to campus, because it, via the communication I received, it just sounded like they wanted to just talk to students. So what are our thoughts on the, especially the Trump rally and the Sisolak CCM rally? Because do we think students would want this? And also something to consider for both is protests. So what do we? What are our general thoughts about all this?
I think depending on each one, there could be very niche groups that come to them. So I know that they might expect Lawler to fill. I don't know. Like, I know that some people will be like, wow, you hear the name, right? And they go, but I don't know how big that's going to be, essentially. Mm-hmm. I think this is that one will be good. Where are they wanting to move that?
The Joe Theater.
Okay. So that would be good, I think. And then I don't know. If they can fill it, I feel like that'd be cool for Lawler. It'd be a good, like, both sides of the equation kind of thing.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. What are our other thoughts?
I think that if Trump were to come to campus, there would be 100% chance that there would be protests.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And so it's just a matter of, like, and I think that it would make a lot of, some students would maybe feel unsafe hearing that he would be coming to campus. And so it's just, like, something that, like, if Lawler's not, like available, then like we should just not revisit that idea.
Right, right.
Because I think there the idea, just like knowing there would be protests, I think would make it a very unsafe event.
Yeah.
Or could make it.
And there's definitely security. There's so UNRPD would be involved, and the candidates themselves would have their own security. But protests are to be expected, even possibly for the CCM to select one, probably less likely because it's more small scale. But my thought process when approaching this is like, I want to make sure that both sides of the aisle are represented on campus, because this is, I mean, when I look at campus, I think to myself, you know, the student body doesn't look overwhelmingly liberal or overwhelmingly conservative. They look pretty like purple to me, which is kind of how the state is. So my thought process is to get both sides of the aisle to come to campus, but it's pretty obvious that the Trump event would be disproportionately more visible than the CCM CISLAC event. So then my thought process would be to make a proactive as opposed to reactive, effort to get a more visible liberal politician to campus, like maybe former President Obama or maybe like the First Lady, something like that, to sort of try and counteract.
Right.
What do we think?
I think that would be cool if it happens. I don't, like, because I don't know how, I know Obama did, like, a recent, like, speaking event at Stanford not too long ago, so I know he's in the area to, like, do those kinds of things. But I think, like Aaron said, like, having them, like, CISLAC in the theater, having Trump in, like, Lawler, if he's not in Lawler, then I feel like they're going to, like, walk around and, like, make it a big deal somewhere else and make something unsafe somewhere.
Yeah.
So if you bring somebody from the other side, they definitely have to be in Lawler too. They can't be in like another like theater.
Well, that's the
like
thing
that.
Is that I talked to the CCM and CISLAC team, and they did not want Lawler. They wanted the Joe because they wanted a smaller scale event. They didn't want a big one. So yeah, it's just because it depends on the organizer's needs too. Do you have thoughts, Pev?
I mean, I don't think you could allow like CISLAC to campaign here, but not Trump and presumably Laxalt and not Lawler.
Right.
I assume that's why he wants October, the first week of November.
Yeah.
Because he's campaigning for Laxalt and Lombardo. It's like he's held for like 1,000 rallies at this point.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got the security pretty well down.
It does make me feel more comfortable that the Trump event would be on a weekend as opposed to weekday when school's happening, where it'd be more of like a risk. So I guess my question for the reason for putting this on record to discuss is like, should we move forward with both?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, do our best to make both happen, I would say. I don't think that we should put less effort into either one of them, because then that's swaying one side or the other.
Are we all... What do you think?
I'm not putting my own personal views into it, and I think, like, to be able to give them both a fair chance, I think we should move forward with it. I think just, like, moving forward with both of them, we should just be cautious of the, like...
Yeah.
Feedback that we'll be getting if
it
gets moved forward.
Yeah, because I think for both, but especially for Trump, we will definitely receive negative feedback, which, you know, valid, warranted.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we can consider, and this would probably be like a department thing, is like offering support for both, like maybe something else at the time, like as like an outlet, you know what I'm saying? And that's something we can work out later, but what do we think of that? Okay, so we discussed that. Yeah, it's just one of those things, because I feel similarly. I have to push aside my personal views, but, you know, there's definitely, you know, I want to make sure that all students' ideologies are, like, considered. Okay, so moving to Addendum Item 7B, tabling discussion. So, Abella, you talked about this a little bit. So we have both been, like, working through the process of getting campaigns to table on campus. It has been a more difficult process than we thought it would be. We originally planned for Laxalt to his campaign to table on campus, but the Joe Theater, or no, the Joe Scheduling, they have to make a judgment call as to whether or not to bill them, and the billing is based on whether the tabling entity is a service to students or is, like, not.
Right.
And so they thought that political information wasn't a service to students, like, it's not providing anything. So they wanted to bill them $125 per day, which is really expensive.
And they were here multiple days for multiple weeks.
Right. So they said no, and I completely get that. And it kind of stinks that that's the process. And then they had tried to do that for NextGen, like bill NextGen, ACDC, and Plan. I don't get those ones because they're all designated 501c3 groups.
Right.
Like, so they have to be nonpartisan, and also they were coming to register voters,
right,
whereas the campaign was not, which is a service. So we're currently, like, not fighting them on that, but, like, pushing back.
So as of right now, like, it's not necessarily a fee, but I've been asking for this facility agreement since Friday morning, and I still haven't gotten anything. And then the Joe this morning emailed me that, like, if I don't get the stuff in and all the forms in by tomorrow at 4, like, they're going to cancel all of my events for ACDC. And I have to get those forms from them to even finish it. So at this point, I'm not understanding why they're pushing me so hard when they still haven't given me the stuff that I need. Like, Suzanne hasn't sent that up to me.
So are you waiting on the form back from, like, say, ACDC or from Suzanne?
I'm waiting for the form back from Suzanne because she said she had to make specific facility agreements that say their information and like what contract they need in order for me to then send that to ACDC, and then I have to send that back to Sandy along with the outside agreement forms to put her signature on it, and then it can go to the Joe. So there's just a lot of outlets that have to go through, and I'm still waiting on Suzanne to even start the process,
I think a good way to approach this is to email Suzanne and be like, hey, still waiting on those forms, but FYI, I know I have to get these in by tomorrow, but I don't have the forms, so is there any way we can work around? That might be just be a matter of canceling the first time they table.
Right.
Because it's like, there's like a 5-day period that they just sign the forms or something like that before they come.
Yeah,
so canceling the first event is fine, but I think it's pretty rash to cancel all of them when we've gone through this process.
Yeah. So I know my dad in Pentacles said that my next gen was supposed to table the day they canceled that one. So I talked to them about it and I said, hopefully there's not any issues moving forward, but I just have to get those forms.
And are you in contact with like Mark from next gen and then
from Plan, I have Elvira, I think it is, and Bianca, and then ACDC of Hallery that I'm talking to.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm sorry about that process. We're just going
to It's just trying to figure
through.
It out. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. Okay, moving to agenda item 7C, WOW Splash into voting budget proposal. So we've been attached budget on this agenda for Splash into voting, but it's not actually... This budget proposal is not ours, so to speak. So this budget proposal is for DCE. So DCE was supposed to come to the event on Friday and like bring something, like a game. And I had made it clear, I was like, this is a good PR thing. Like, but the thing is that when it comes to people who are helping us with this event, like Helen's gonna, from RHA, is gonna bring games. Boris is bringing 9 Square. I haven't heard anything from them. So I honestly think that, and Riley, Senator McCauley had mentioned that she already has, like, she has cornhole that she can bring. So I honestly don't know that we should approve this budget just because I don't want to say lack of effort, but there's been no demonstrated interest from them about wanting to participate further. So I just don't.
From ACDC?
No, from DCE.
Oh, DCE.
Senate DCE.
Okay.
There's been no more demonstrated interest, and I've discussed this with them a lot, been bothering them about it. So, I don't know. I think we can preeminently approve the budget, but honestly, I just don't think we'll end up purchasing it because, I don't know. I just don't think we should.
And it's only the game on there, right?
It's only a game. What we were going to purchase was it's like a can, like knock down the can game sort of thing.
Oh, can jam?
Yeah. But I don't know. I just don't. It's a small amount of money. It's not like a big deal, but you know, it's like, I just want to make sure that with whatever we're purchasing, we're confident that it will be used. And I'm just unsure that it will be. So I just think we should abstain for now. But while we're on the topic of the budget, we should talk about some budget changes we've made lately. So we had originally approved a budget for our last event, our Friday event, which is Splash into Voting, which renamed Pie the President. Because when we had approved the budget, we had approved it for a dunk tank, which at the time had seemed to be available. And then they were like, oh no, it's not available.
Yeah.
So then we thought about switching gears and research on Amazon for some alternatives that weren't like exactly serving our needs. So we just, Aaron and I just talked it over and you two, and we just decided that it was better to switch gears. So now it's Pie the President. So instead of spending, what was it, like around $170 for a dunk tank, we'll probably spend around, $40 max?
If that
for ingredients to Pie the President, which is probably like a tin and whipped cream.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
Yeah. So, for a gross overestimation, that'd be $50 for probably a more realistic one, you'd be 20, you
right.
know? So I think we should move to a meta budget now because look at us saving so much money for something just as fun. So I make a motion to amend one of our previous budgets for the dunk tank to amend it to permit for the purchase of materials for Pie the President. Does anyone second this motion?
Second the motion.
Second.
You say seeking motion, and then somebody like makes the motion, and then third person seconds.
Okay,
it.
So seeking motion. Thank you so much for your help. I'm still listening.
Okay,
for our
you're good.
So seeking the motion to amend our budget, our previous budget for the dunk tank to permit for the purchase of materials for Pie the President, which shall not exceed $50 maximum. Does anyone make that motion?
I make that motion.
Does anyone second that motion?
Second the motion.
All right, at this time we will vote. Does anyone, or we'll vote on this budget amendment. At this time we will either say yay, nay, or, what is it?
Yay, nay, or, you can say, I'm so sorry, like.
Abstain.
Yay, nay, or abstained. Just three unanimous consent. Like,
oh, okay.
You would say, like,
oh,
okay.
Okay,
I move to approve it the unanimous consent. I'm sorry, I forgot to say that.
Okay, cool.
And then, are there any, is there any
no.
dissent to the motion?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I move to amend this budget through unanimous consent. Is there any dissent to this motion? Okay, seeing none, the motion passes. Okay, cool. Thank you so much to our lovely Senate Secretary for walking me through the Roberts Rules. This is my first time amending a budget, so, but probably not the last, so I'll make sure it's less rough next time, but, you know. Learning is part of the process. So we'll now move into agenda item 7D, upcoming events. So we'll discuss Wellness's Week of Welcome event, El Bruto, and Indigenous Day. So these are not our department's events. This is just stuff we've been asked to help with. So Boris's, or the Department of Wellness's WOW event, they're just tabling in Joe Plaza to, like, for, like, various entities around campus, like the Counseling Center, Student Health Center, etc. And because, you know, voter registration is like civic wellness, mm-hmm. I think it'd be nice to support a fellow member of ASUN and table to register voters. So is anyone available to do that this Friday from 11 to 1? I know we do have an event later that day, but so all of you guys. I unfortunately will not be available because I have to go to Tahoe for a event and then come back later that night. But so we have, let's see, so all of us are available to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Since I think we don't not all need to be there at once, we can do shifts. So who wants to do 11 to 12?
Right.
You can do 11 to 12, and then who wants to do 12 to 1?
I would love to just be there the whole time.
Okay, cool.
I can do 11 to 1 if that's fine. Or okay. Not 11 to 1, 12 to 1.
Okay, and then do you want to come?
Sure.
Sure. So if you want, you can come the whole time, or you can come for whatever shift. So yeah, I definitely recommend doing that because it would be a good opportunity to practice your voter registration prior to our week of welcome. So now for El Grito, this is a Latino Research Center event. It would basically be the same thing, registering voters on Saturday, September 19th from 10 to 3:30 p.m. I know that's a way bigger chunk of time, so we can like cut it up into shifts. And that's something I would have to inquire about getting a table for, but is anyone actually available that day?
The 17th?
Yeah.
I have it on my calendar.
For the entire
which
day?
Which time? Mm-hmm.
It's
from
10 to 3:30.
I think, well, mm-hmm.
I might be able to help out for like the last 30 minutes. I have interviews from 10 to 1, and then
right.
I do coordinator deliberation for internship, so I might be able to make 30 minutes.
I think...
I think you'll have a long day. You're totally good.
I don't have anything going on right now, so I should be able to make that.
For a specific block of time or for the
I'm free all day, so if there's a specific block that I need to go to, if we can shift it, that'd be great, but I can be there the whole time.
Yeah, they haven't told me when the table is, so I'm guessing it will not be actually for this block of time because it starts with like a car, not a car demonstration, but like...
A car show.
Yeah, a car show. So it'll probably end up being probably like around 1 to 3:30 if I were to guess.
And where's that at?
Let me check.
I can be there. Anytime after 12, unless if I resign from lacrosse by then I can be there.
Okay, Erin, anytime after 12. And I can probably fill in art gaps. And then, Hev, are you available at all that day?
What day is it again?
It's Saturday, September 17th, so this Saturday.
I should be available all day.
Okay, so I will get back to you all on that. I just have to figure out what time exactly they want us, but it's on campus. I don't know exactly where, but... And then for Indigenous Day, so this is more for Project Director Schaefer. So Indigenous Day is happening this October 10th. On campus, and so we're working with the Multicultural Center on this and the Department of IDEA, and the Multicultural Center wants to bring Mercedes Krause, who is an Indigenous candidate for Congressional District 2, so she's the challenger to Mark Amade. They want to bring her to campus, so they originally had wanted it to be outside in the Joe Lawn, but they wanted a more secure space, like the ballrooms. So can we put in, and I have the exact time on my desk, so I'll give you that after this meeting. But can we try and reserve the ballrooms for that day? And if we can't get that, we should look into the Joe Theater. And that may, I don't know exactly if there's a cost for the space. I don't know exactly who will be shouldering that, and we might have to do part of it. And that's something we will discuss more in a budget, but we should put in that request. So,
what is she just like coming to like talk to students?
So it's Indigenous Day event. It's a whole thing. Political candidate is just exactly where we're all involved.
Okay.
You know. So it's they'll have traditional food there. They'll have traditional dancers there. It's like it's a cultural event.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she'll just be there to like be there.
Yeah.
And then am I the one putting in like the request?
The Packlight request, could you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What else? And then, so I know we've been discussing a lot of this on record, but I just want to make sure we have it straight. So let's go through the events for our week of welcome. So we have Constitution Day this Friday. So I emailed Professor Ledam to moderate. She has not gone back to me. If she can, that's great. If not, I know we're students, but one of us can do it. At some point this week, we can go through your questions and just like make sure they're all good. What else do we need logistically for this? It's out in the KC lawn. Project Director Schaefer has put in a facilities request for like 50 chairs and 2 tables. The table will probably be there for voter registration. That's something. Are all of us coming to that event? So 4 to 5. So who will not be there this Friday from 4 to 5? So you won't be a constitution.
No,
oh, haha, funny. I was like, oh, I'm scared. But yeah, so one of us can just register voters, however it works out. It'll also depend on who moderates and whatnot. But basically, we're getting the whiteboards in because the idea is trivia teams. The prize is tickets to the President's tailgate, which is pretty cool. So we only have 4, though, so teams cannot seat 4 people. So, yeah, that's that. We're expecting attendance of 50. We kind of have to cap it on that based on how many whiteboards we have. But I think we did it Friday night purposely before people would go out around that time, so I don't think we'll get too much more than 50. But that's something for... like Matt would have to handle, like having to turn people away if we have to, you know.
Yeah, I would say another thing you might want to do is like see if is Ledam teaching a 101 class or any 101
so
class?
So Ledam usually teaches Constitution, like American. She teaches Poli Sci 101, and she was a Constitution professor.
I would maybe see to maybe get attendance higher or something like that, because I'm not saying that we'll lack attendance, but maybe if there was some kind of extra credit incentive from a class.
That's the thing, though, is because something more low-key is that you can't actually attend the President's tailgate unless you're 21. So it's kind of one of those things that's like, if you do win them, you might have to give it away to a friend, which, I mean, still cool, but...
Okay.
So... Do we really think 50 is too, like, do we really think we could get 50 out there?
I think it would be fine, because even Fridays, I feel like people still have class around 4, so.
Yeah.
I mean, unwillingly, but they still have class around 4, like, those Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes, so I feel like it'd be fine for people that are walking.
Yeah, and that's why I really want to stress the prize, because I feel like the prize is pretty cool, right? Like, should you be able to receive it if you win and if you're 21? So, are we less concerned about that? Do we think that's good? So, I guess just promote to our friends and stuff who are of age. Okay, and then our Monday event is...
Spill the boba tea.
That's pretty easy on us. So ACDC is coming to provide boba. The only question we had is if they're registering voters. Did they get back to you on that?
I believe they are. She sent an email that I believe from my conversation with her. She said they're writing stuff.
And that's Casey Briefway between 11:30. What's the time?
It's 11:30 to like 2, I think. But my thought process was that it's a really long time, and so we don't have to like stay for the whole time.
Right.
Especially if the boat runs out. Yeah. So like
on my end, you told me you've been for 11:30. That's what I told.
Then it's probably 11.
Okay. But yeah, they're breaking first.
So who's coming to that?
Which day is
there.
Tuesday?
It's
Monday.
11 to
I class at 1:15, but I'll be there for the first
class.
I have the space reserved from 11:30 to
1:30. Okay, I'll just.
But like, if we wanted to even just end it at like 11:30 to 1, or like 11, like you know, that's the event that I'm just kind of like, we feel like we're bored, but like we can end it.
Will you be there?
I can be there for the first hour.
Okay.
Of class at 1.
And the facilities is all taken care of and stuff, so we're good there. Our second event, that is probably the most labor-intensive day, which is the voter registration. As of right now, we have enough people trained to have 2 people at each site. I also trained everyone, and that's a CSE worker, on this Saturday, and I had a couple of them say that they would be able to come and cover for us, which I think, because some people have to leave early, I think that would be super helpful. So I'll send out an email on the CSE listserv after this meeting, and I'll CC you and Bella on it, just to make sure you're in the know, so that we can connect with whoever from the CSE wants to come. And people from the CSE would be paid for that time at their regular CSE rate. And then we have facilities for that, so that's all good. And then you're coming in to make the baskets.
Wednesday.
My question is, do we want those voter registration signs? The problem is that we did not approve a budget for them in time, but they're relatively cheap, and I purchased the last one on my own, so I'm wondering, I can look at what it would cost to print 6 more.
Yeah.
And then I'll make that decision. But do we think that's something we want to do?
I think we definitely need something.
Yeah.
So, like, if that's what we want to get, I think we should.
Mm-hmm.
And just, we can make another budget amendment if we need to.
That's true.
Because, like, I'm picking up the credit card again on Thursday, so, like, I wonder if we could just, like, go through
mm-hmm.
it on Thursday.
That makes sense. Because basically what it is like you just go to the at one, like order it there, and then within like 2 to 3 hours already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, 4 posters. Because I agree, and we could actually amend the budget later and it wouldn't be a problem. And then the lobbying training. So for information for everyone, we had originally planned for it to be in the PSAC, but we had talked to Andrew, and because we wanted Senate to be more involved, we moved it to the Senate chambers in the Joe on this floor for right after Senate. The only thing that has to be done for that is that I have to send over a like draft presentation to Michael Flores. I'm really not worried about that. That's not my biggest priority right now, because I want to make sure my meeting with the Chancellor, all those materials are hashed out before I move on to that. But as long as I send it to them by Friday, I'm feeling good. I'm worried about attendance for that. I did email the Poli Sci department and like to see if they will promote this event, because this event is super purposeful for getting students out to session. And one thing that I want to do there is like make a group meet for students who want to be going to the legislature next session. So yeah, so it's a really purposeful event, and if you know anyone who's interested in advocacy, tell them to come, because it's not like a fun little event. It's like, it'll teach you something, you know?
Got it.
It's on Friday, right?
It's on
Wednesday.
Hopefully at that point, I mean, we'll have it interns that way too, so if they have friends who are interested
cool.
in that,
yeah.
Too.
Definitely, if you could promote it amongst the intern network, that'd be really appreciated. Not even government affairs only, just anyone. What else? And then Thursday, That is our cereal for STEM. Me and Aaron went and purchased almost everything except for the perishable, like, milk so far. So we'll be doing that, or you'll be doing that later this week. So far, so good. The only concern is probably running out of cereal, but, like, when the event ends, the event ends.
Right.
I mean, there's also, in a weird world where we have a big surplus, but my thought process is we could totally get rid of that at the next event and slash and voting. So yeah, not too worried about that.
That or even the unused, or I don't know, that's it. We got pack positions too.
And then our Friday event, slash into voting. So we have Pi the President now. We just amended that budget. Boris is bringing 9 Square. Helen Girma from RHA will bring Connect, like a big Connect 4, volleyball, and I don't remember what the other thing is. Something else. But I feel confident that we have enough there. We also purchased Otter Pops. And then will we have a table to register voters there?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that's something that just any of us can do. And what time does it start?
I want to say 11.
When should I have Boris? Because Boris said that they need, like, time to set up 9 Square because it takes a while for setup. So that'd probably be, like, 30 to 40 minutes before. So what time should I instruct them to come?
The event is from 11:30 to 2, so I think I have us getting there at 11, so anytime before then. We have the space all day. And my thought process is, I don't remember how many tables we did, but Canada's right there, so, like, if we need anything, we can just, like, go and steal it.
Yeah.
I already talked to Jay about it,
so. Okay. Okay, so we talked about the events that... I will get back to you on the events for next weekend just to confirm, or this weekend just to confirm the ones that aren't our events that we'll help with. We have the budget amendment for posters. We have the group me. I'll have Dawson make that. What else? I think that's...
Here's the marketing. It's not finished yet.
Looks good.
Looks dope.
It's apparently from an old National Voter Registration thing that they've done.
Nice.
It's like, looks like National Voter Registration for sure. It screams it.
Is there anything we're concerned about for this week? Any logistics or anything like that? Yeah.
Did you want me to do the inflation brief?
I am, like, so the only reason I had thought I wanted to do it is because... Well, I'll just, portray the vision. So I wanted to basically... So Pev sent me a little, like, blurb as to why inflation is happening, and he's an econ major, so I figured, like, you can edit that, too, because you're knowledgeable. But I wanted it to be, like, a little blurb about what inflation is and how it affects us, and then it basically just turned into highlighting, like, you can save costs by taking PAC rides, you know? You can save costs by utilizing PAC provisions. There's also the ACUN Emergency Fund, which...
Okay.
I don't really actually know that more about, so you'll have to go to the SAS to look into it.
Got it.
But yes, I would actually very much appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I will have time to edit both of them at least by this Thursday, so we could probably get them. My ideal world would be to get them out on Friday.
Yeah, whenever you edit them, I can probably do the, I'll probably have the inflation brief done. I can probably finish it, like, tomorrow, because I have a class later today. But I should be able to finish it tomorrow and send it over to you. And then whenever you've edited them, I'll just pop them into Canva and make them accessible.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And then one more thing. We were going to talk about off record, but might as well do it now. What do we think about having Pev make an assessment for each event? It wouldn't be, like, that difficult to make, like, a little survey assessment. The only thing would be getting people to take them. The assessment doesn't only have to be survey-oriented. We could just establish, like, goals for each event and then see, have you assess if we meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you want to do, or do we think that's, like, not?
Yeah,
do we think that's a waste of time?
If there's some kind of, like, because I know we have Otter Pops for at least one of the events, so we could be like, hey, to get your Otter Pop, do this 2-second survey where you answer, like, 3 questions and see, like, just helps us for feedback for coming years. And I'm sure people will be like, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Or even
yeah.
Just having a QR code and once we meet. Survey, it'll be more beneficial for those ones like Let's Make a Lobbyist or like
yeah.
Slash and Voting, where there's a bunch of ACUN officers there to like meet. Like maybe the lessons weren't more for like the Bova, I know they're doing voter registration, but
yeah,
for those
the
bigger
Bova
ones
one.
Where there's actually stuff like impacting them, I feel like it'd be good to just
right.
have like a how did you feel about it? Did you feel like we did this for you kind of thing? Like two questions.
Right, especially because for the Boba one, it was at literally no cost for us except for
right.
our salaries for coordinating it.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about that. I say that we should probably assess, I don't think even the voter registration drive, because again, it's really no cost. And I think that the numbers will speak for themselves. That reminds me. Sorry. I think that the ones we need assessment for are Wednesday event, Let's Make a Lobbyist, our Tuesday event, because it is Thursday event, because it was more of the, one of the more costly ones, our Cereal for STEM, and then our Friday event, which is the Splash and Prime President. So do you think you can make those three assessments? And we can discuss more after this meeting what that looks like.
Yeah, I could make an assessment.
Should we do it on Google Docs or PacLife?
I feel like Google.
It's just
put up a QR code that's like a basic one that we can
reuse
for everyone, and then they can scan it instead of having to log in
with
their ID every time.
It's probably easier to look at the results too on something like that, on like a Google
yeah.
questionnaire as opposed to like the PacLife.
Yeah,
mask.
True. Yeah.
I have a question that's like has nothing to do with what we're doing.
That's totally fine.
So for Cereal for STEM, do you think it would be beneficial if I went to the Senate meeting on Wednesday and gave public comment about like, hey, senators, like, I don't know if you've seen my email, but, like, please come and help us.
Yes, yeah, because how much help do we have with that so far?
One senator has reached out.
Okay,
or
yeah.
responded to my email.
So come this, or wait, is there senator?
It would be this one.
Yeah, so come this Senate, and also, I would encourage them, if you can, to come to make, like, Let's Make a Lobbyist.
Like, and just kind of tell them, like, about our events, because I think it's, this is the week, I think, that it would be really important for them to show up. Because this
yeah.
is a different demographic, I think, that they would be getting and talking to than they would normally be.
Yeah, and how are we communicating, especially for those for the Tuesday where we have a lot of people helping, how are we communicating who should be where, when, and all of that?
I'm going to send an email out on Sunday.
Okay,
and, like,
cool. Forever.
Just kind of date it and just put everybody that we're, like, communicating with. And then, like, from, do you remember the Running of the Wolves?
Yes.
Like, email that Jada sent out, and it was, like, kind of put, like, where everybody
or, like,
is
the
at what time.
Wolf it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, just make sure to make it really clear. Like, I would put literal names, like, at Boris or at, you need to be here at this time with this material
yeah.
and stuff like that. And then also, like, reassurance, especially for the voter registration drive. At the table, there will be a voting registration cheat sheet that will remind you about your training. There will be addresses of all the residence halls, et cetera, et cetera. And also, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, so any other thoughts about our week coming up?
No, I was just going to add on that you kind of touched on, just like make sure we mention the voter registration drive to like keep signing up if they want to, because I know a lot of them have been talking to Ashley about doing their outreach hours and getting those finished, and Ashley will say it, they're like, oh yeah, and then I don't see their names pop up on the list.
When do we have a training this week?
Yes, tomorrow at 5.
Tomorrow at 5, so maybe send out an email on the listserv for reminding people, or if you want, I can do it too.
Also, then,
okay. Also, did Andrew approve it for outreach?
That I don't personally know. I just know that Ashley's been talking.
I know
to
he
them.
Would for sure.
I'm sure he would.
I'll text him.
Surprise, so, like, maybe ask him, but I know Ashley's been mentioning it, so
yeah.
I just assumed that it was something that they could
yeah, because that mentioned that, like, outreach, outreach, outreach.
Right.
Like, last chance to come for a time.
Right.
Okay. So, I think that's it for our meeting. So we'll now move to, for our upcoming events, we'll now move to agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none. Move to agenda item 9, adjournment. I now move to adjourn this meeting. So, yeah.
At
10:44 in the Joe Crowley Street. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.